Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, December 7th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at ArcValleyVoice.com. And now the top news of the week. Salida Interim City Administrator Christy Dune has emerged as the sole candidate for the city administrator position, according to an announcement from the city on Wednesday morning. The city hired Dune in 2022 as Assistant City Administrator, and she stepped into the role of Interim City Administrator in August of 2023, following the departure of former Administrator Drew Nelson. Prior to serving in this role, Dune served for the past 10 years as the South Central Regional Manager for the Colorado Department of Local Affairs, or DOLA. She provided technical and financial assistance to local governments in a 10-county region, including Salida and Chaffee County. It is unclear at this time whether or not the city posted this position for an open search, or whether Dune was the only candidate to be considered. Mount Princeton Geothermal LLC conducted a meeting last Thursday, November 30th, to provide additional information to the public regarding their proposed geothermal power development in Maxwell Park. Chaffee County Citizens Climate Lobby Group leader, Sandy Long, estimated there were about 80 people in attendance, with 12 attending virtually. More than 120 questions were submitted at the meeting. Long is working with MPG CEO Hank Held and his partner Fred Henderson to address the residents' questions and to get the results posted and distributed. The information that emerged from the meeting is that the location near Mount Princeton was selected due to the geological makeup of the valley and offers the most promising evidence of the heat needed to make a geothermal plant viable. This is why the group hopes to build the facility at this specific location. The group plans on digging two test wells to identify if a geothermal plant is possible in this area. It would take about 3 weeks to dig each well, meaning large drilling equipment would be present for about 6 weeks. Assuming testing indicates the viability of the project, the building itself would occupy 1.6 acres, with 3 acres allotted to the grounds to allow some room. It will be built into a gully to more readily hide it from view and dampen any noise. Surrounding trees and terrain could further reduce noise. There would be fencing and minimal lighting on the facility for security. In state news, wolves are finally officially on their way back to Colorado. In 2020, Colorado voters approved a ballot question giving Colorado Parks and Wildlife 3 years to begin reintroduction of the gray wolf back into Colorado. That timeline is up December 31st, 2023. For much of the past year, concerns have been debated and addressed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service working in cooperation with local, state, tribal, and other federal resources. It has finalized the designation of an experimental population of gray wolves in Colorado under Section 10J of the Endangered Species Act. And this action provides management flexibility in support of the state of Colorado's voter-mandated gray wolf reintroduction program and protections for ranchers and farmers concerned about predatory behavior around livestock. CPW has announced a 1-year agreement between Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Oregon will source up to 10 wolves for the Colorado gray wolf reintroduction effort. The wolves will be translocated between December 2023 and March 2024. The population is regarded as experimental, and it appears that it will be initially focused on areas west of the Continental Divide. Today is Pearl Harbor Day. 82 years after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II, we mark Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Governor Polis, as directed by President Biden, has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff from sunrise to sunset on Thursday, December 7th, 2023, in honor of the Americans who died in service of their country at Pearl Harbor. Coming up in Arts and Culture, tonight at 6 p.m., the Longfellow 4th Grade Choir Musical at Longfellow Elementary School. And on Saturday, December 9th, the public is invited to come see A Very Beauty Nutcracker. The show provides a local twist on the classic holiday story. Seats are still available for the two showings, beginning with a matinee at 2 p.m. and an evening show at 6 p.m. in the Buena Vista High School at 559 South Railroad Street. The event is being put on by Motion Exchange Dance. Tickets cost $10 and will be available for purchase at the door. And finally, as of Tuesday, December 5th, the Arc Valley Voices donor match campaign has almost hit the halfway mark at $7,200. We are looking to raise $15,000 by December 31st from our local community. If we can reach that goal, it will be matched by $15,000 in grants through the Institute for Nonprofit News. Your 100% tax-deductible donation to Arc Valley Voice from now through December 31st, 2023, supports nonprofit journalism in the Arkansas River Valley. As a 501c3 with the Institute for Nonprofit News as our fiscal sponsor, Arc Valley Voice exists to serve the public interest, not for private profit. Every penny we raise goes towards the wages of our working local journalists. Visit arcvalleyvoice.com in order to donate. We thank you for supporting local media like KHAN and AVV. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, December 14th at 9:45 a.m.